Hello, and welcome to this mindfulness of emotion and sensation exercise. I'd like you to come up with a recent situation or experience where the emotion was at least a 5 on a 10-point scale. Now close your eyes and try to imagine that situation as vividly as possible, like it's actually happening right now. As you're thinking of this distressing situation, what do you hear, see, smell, feel? Think about this situation as if it's happening to you right now. Take note of where the emotion is out of 10. Now, keep your eyes closed and focus on where you feel the emotion. Describe what it feels like. Keep focusing on the emotion. And as you focus on the emotion, don't try to control it at all. Just let the emotion do what it does on its own. Think of this experience as if you were watching a movie. When watching a movie, you just sit back and watch what unfolds on the screen. You recognize that you can't control the characters or the plot. You just let the plot unfold over time. Take the same approach to the experience of emotion you're having now. Sit back and watch as the emotion unfolds over time. If it gets more intense, let it get more intense. If it stays the same, let it stay the same. If it gets less intense or fluctuates at all, let that happen as well. All you have to do is notice what happens as you observe your emotions while giving up control over them. If your mind wanders or you get caught up in thoughts, notice this has happened and gently bring your focus back to the emotion, letting whatever happens happen. You don't have to criticize yourself when your mind wanders, because that's just what the human mind does. Take note of the level of the emotion right now. If it's above a 5, please keep listening. Keeping your eyes closed, focus on the emotion. And as you focus on the emotion, you don't have to control it at all. Just let the emotion do what it does on its own. You can think of this like watching a movie. As you watch a movie, you just sit back and watch what unfolds on the screen. You can't control the characters or the plot. You just allow the plot to unfold over time. Let's take this same approach to the emotional experience you're having right now. Sit back and watch as the emotion unfolds over time. If the emotion gets more intense, let it get more intense. If it stays the same, let it stay the same. If it becomes less intense or fluctuates at all, let this happen as well. All you have to do is notice what happens as you observe your emotions while giving up control over them. If your mind wanders or you get caught up in thoughts, notice this has happened and gently bring your focus of attention back to the emotion, letting whatever happens happen. You don't have to criticize yourself when your mind wanders, because that's what the human mind does. Take note of the level of emotion now. And if it's below a 5, You can turn this exercise off. If it's above a 5, let's keep going. Tuning back into the emotion and focusing on this experience. Noting what this emotion feels like in the body. As you focus on this emotion, you don't have to try to control it at all. Just let the emotion do what it does on its own. Think about this experience as if you were watching a movie. As you watch a movie, you just sit back and watch what unfolds on the screen. You recognize that you can't control the characters or the plot. You just let the plot unfold as you watch over time. Take this same approach to your emotion. Allow yourself to lean back in your chair and watch the emotion unfold over time. If during this exercise the emotion gets more intense, let it get more intense. If the emotion stays the same, let it stay the same. If the emotion gets less intense or fluctuates, let this happen. All you have to do is notice what happens as you observe your emotions while giving up control of them. If your mind wanders or you get caught up in thoughts, notice this has happened and gently bring your focus back to the emotion. Just let whatever happens happen. You don't have to criticize yourself when your mind wanders, because that's what the human mind does. Take note of what the emotion is now. If it's below a 5, you can end the exercise now. And if it's above a 5, please listen to this recording again.